Greetings. My name is Zolar Jep from the planet Ibaltar. Joining me today is Gorch. And we're here to talk into your earholes about music and thangs
and stuff.
Thangs and stuff and music.
How's it been in your life?
It has been a journey of life and situations happening to me through this existence.
Right. Because we, have jobs.
Right.
This is not our job.
And families. Yes. And wives.
Yes.
Families and wives. That was weird.
Well, we do have families and wives. I mean, because you have, your immediate family, extended family. Right. Your wife is there as well.
Right. So, it's been the grind.
It's been pretty grindful lately. But, it's just about putting your nine to not. Sure. I hadn't really mapped out that sentence before I started.
Can you please say it exactly the same again?
No, I don't think it would if I tried. And did you try it a nine?
Oh, that was good.
Something about trying not to be crazy.
Yes. Yes, you got to put your nine to the shine to the
You got to put your nine to the shine to the
Yeah.
I'm actually a rapper. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Me as well.
There's a lot of you coming out.
Yeah, a lot of really good rappers out there.
We should touch on that later.
We should. Yes.
So as far as, okay, how I've been. Grinding studio work. I've been really in a building kind of a mode the last maybe even 4 weeks. I mean, we haven't done a podcast for
forever,
4 or 6 weeks, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
We've been spending the time trying to get things uploaded, working on the background stuff, getting our accounts all set up with who knew. YouTube.
Yeah.
Voodoo.
Probably
exclusive.
Not. Probably not voodoo. I'm going to be a hard pass for me on the voodoo.
Is that not one of the companies?
If we're talking about voodoo magic.
Listen to us on voodoo.
It's going
to
be a hard pass for me.
Right.
If we're talking about some accessible platform with which to put our stuff, then that's probably fine.
Yeah. That'd be magical.
Yeah.
Steven.
Dude.
They have cloud storage. No go. It's too close to the witch stuff for me.
Yeah.
Check us out on any of those platforms. More voodoo. Like Spotify, YouTube. What else we got? There's
we're on iTunes, right?
Yeah. Apple Music, iTunes, same diff, I think, kind of.
Yeah. Ish. I don't know.
Find us.
It's wherever you want to look is where we might be.
There's some radio station that we're on, too.
Yeah. We're cool like that.
Yeah, we're cool. So anyway, we've been doing all that with the podcast. I've been doing a lot of that with the studio as well, building a Facebook page, getting music uploaded to different formats so that outside world can hear the production coming out. Been still mixing on your stuff. One Small Armies project. Do you guys know what you're going to call the album?
No. It's bad. Yeah. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you guys were talking about what your name was going to be for a long time.
Mm. Yeah. So name, not sure yet.
To be determined.
To be determined. But how good it is going to be is not to be determined. It's already been determined how good it will be.
Yeah.
So whatever it's called, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I keep doing that. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know, because you're a rapper now.
Yeah, I'm a rapper now. It's been interesting. Just like that musician life where everybody's busy and you're like, band practice, and everybody's like, well, that sucks because that's your day off and you want to do your life and stuff. Right. But then you want to do music still, but then you're like, oh, I'm so tired, and
Right. That's not even to mention the guilt factor.
Yes, the nine on the grind
pulling on you.
You know,
going to use your only spare time to work on a hobby that's not going to go anywhere, says every dream killer to the artist.
If anybody ever spoke to me like that, I would just probably cry a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That would be how I would respond. Yeah.
Well, so we're going to smash them with a podcast in their ear holes, but that would be a that would be subject to smacking them in some other hole. That sounds
so bad. Why did you even say that?
I was going to say mouth hole. I have no idea, but
we can, I mean, if you want to do that, if you want to look in the camera and tell the people you want to smack them in some other hole, you can do that if you want.
I am so sorry, everybody. That was unintentional.
And we will not forget it.
So you're welcome, too. I'm sorry, and you're welcome. This is me, unplugged.
This is
plugged,
us.
Plugged, unplugged.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not plugged in.
That's true, but this is...
We are all over the place.
Not quite sure how this is going to go. Good morning.
Yes, it is morning where we are, when we are.
When we are. Snap.
Anyway, so we ran into a little bit of a snafu. We kind of been sitting on this for a little bit. But when we first named our podcast, we were just like rolling stuff back and forth. Well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? We didn't really land on anything. And then Stevie was like, Sound Mind. And I was like, great, let's do it. So we did not do our due diligence because when we were looking at getting it uploaded, we did some Googling. And there are a few podcasts called Sound Mind about music.
Sorry for you guys. So, I mean, not for you guys. Sorry to you guys.
Yeah, so that's kind of awkward. This is an awkward moment.
Yeah.
So we may change our name at some point, probably soon. look out for that. But the story is pretty insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you tell that because that's just nuts.
Yeah. So in the middle of uploading all this stuff, like Justin was saying, we're looking and we see this. There's a couple other Sound Minds, but there was one in particular that seemed to kind of have the most weight behind it, the most developed. And we're looking at the imagery, like the image they got uploaded for their logo, and it's this guy sitting on a rock, I think.
It's the thinker, right? So he's got his hand over here, and he's got headphones on. So it's very similar vibe to like what we were talking about for the artwork, and we were kind of like, we were a little bit broken up about that. We were like, oh, it's terrible.
Right. But I still was optimistic. I was like, well, okay. That's kind of similar to our concept. Let's listen to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I think, played like 3 minutes of the first episode. And
yeah,
they're talking about music and philosophy.
Yeah. So that was another little blow there.
Little blow. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, man, you know, great minds think alike. So who are these great minds?
Yeah.
We wonder to ourselves. And then I see the name on this podcast hosted by Peter Hartzell.
Hartzell with a Z.
Yeah, Hartzell. And I was intrigued by that because that name meant something to me. I knew a guy.
There were rumblings.
There was rumblings.
In the canyons of your mind.
Canyons of my mind were rumbling. And I was like, I know a guy named Peter Hartzell, but he can't have a podcast named Sound Mind that's about the same stuff with the podcast that we're doing with the same name.
That's
out
impossible.
Of Nashville, Tennessee, because the Peter
possible.
I know comes out of Western Montana.
Yeah, so
Flathead Valley.
It just doesn't work out.
I think
out.
It was Missoula, actually. I got friends in Flathead Valley. Anyway, so we did a little bit more digging. Not only is his podcast called Sound Mind, but he also has an organization, a media organization called Treehouse.
Oh my God, I forgot about this part.
Yes, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, because my studio is named Sky Tree Studios. And
there's a tree in both names, to clarify.
To clarify. Sound Mind, the same. Sky Tree, Treehouse.
It was weird.
Media. Very weird. But you know what? What was really weird was, excuse me, when we click over to the website and I see my friend Peter's face on the video.
It's the guy.
It's the same guy.
Oh, my God.
The same guy in Nashville, Tennessee, doing a podcast about the same thing called The Same Thing.
Right.
I've done this a couple times now, but you guys get the point.
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
Like, that is so insane to me. Like, it might actually be hard to believe that this happened because it's so insane. Specifically the sound mind part.
I mean,
maybe there are, I mean, and there were a couple other ones called Sound Mind, and they were also about music, but the specific track that we were taking on, like, music and philosophy.
And interviews.
And, yeah.
Which we haven't got to yet, but.
It's true. But, yeah, that was the whole selling point to me when we were starting this. It's, like, I wanted to interview artists and stuff. And he's doing the same thing. They go over specific songs.
Right. Break them down.
And they break them down, which is something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck? And so I guess props to that guy because he got started, like, a year or two before we did.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so it was crazy, and it might seem crazy. You might think we're lying, but you can actually research these facts yourself.
Yeah, it's
and if
nuts.
You get a chance, go listen to his podcast. It's really awesome stuff. He's interviewing a lot of interesting people as well. So for now, we're gonna be Sound Mind, and we'll see what happens. We have no idea what we're gonna do yet.
Yeah, because it's kind of like that. Kind of takes the wind out of your wings, so to speak. Because you're like, oh. There's another thing called The Same Thing that seems the same.
Yes.
But
I've encountered that before with things, and it definitely is a little taking the wind out of your sails, like you said. This was different for me, though. It would have been if I didn't know him, but knowing him, I felt like this destiny on the situation. I don't know if that makes sense, but... Like,
it does
there was
crazy.
Something bigger at play with the whole situation.
Was it the Illuminati?
No.
Probably not.
No, because that would have been definitely a more negative people are watching
fair.
Me probably want to burn me as a sacrifice kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, to Baal.
Right. Which that might be an issue later if they catch wind of how we feel about current pop music and its culture.
You're right.
So we are in danger.
Yeah.
If you don't see us again after this... Call the police.
Call the police and tell them the Illuminati.
The Illuminati
killed us probably.
Oh wow!
The Illuminati got him. Yeah. So because we all know the Illuminati control the pop industry. That's just a fact.
Right.
Stay tuned for a video on that.
Pretty much have to sell your soul to be in the top 10.
Yeah, that's the only explanation.
Anyway. So I was in the middle of a thought, was I?
I think I interrupted you. I think I said something about the Illuminati, but before
that,
was
great stuff.
Yeah, you were talking about
my friend
there was
Peter.
Something bigger at play.
Oh yeah, so destiny. Yeah, it just felt like. First of all, what are the odds? Right, weird. Even if I didn't know the person, I haven't seen him or his wife Amanda for. I mean, it's been like 7 years, 5-7 years, somewhere in there. And they lived in Montana last I seen them. They're both very talented musicians. And he's really skilled with sound. And I mean, he can do a lot of different things. But to be across the country having the same vision and carrying it out and then finding out like... It's just, the whole thing is, it's too crazy to be a coincidence.
Yeah, it is pretty nuts.
And that's just the way I feel, you know.
So I think what happened was, he traveled into the future, and then he saw how successful our podcast was, and then he was like, I'm going to go back in time to before they did the podcast, and then do my own to take the wind out of their wings.
Hmm.
And I know I said that expression wrong twice, but I'm sticking with it. I actually
if
like
that's
it
the case, then Sound Mind. It's our name, and we're keeping it.
Yeah! Yeah! That's us
Although
from the future.
I don't believe anything you just
the
said.
The future time travel?
That
was the Illuminati,
there.
So.
It was out there. Yeah, again, it wasn't the Illuminati. We already discussed this. It was.
Yeah, I feel like we went over
it
that.
It was a positive thing. It was like Tinkerbell sprinkling dust so you can fly to Neverland, as opposed to a dark. dream where Freddy Krueger does something wicked. Wow, that was in slow motion, and we didn't even push a button.
I know, it's crazy. I completely lost my thought, by the way. My thought went out with my sneeze.
You might want to get it up off that countertop then.
What were we talking about? I don't know. Oh, yeah,
that
something
was disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I completely lost my train of thought. It was going to be something about wings, probably a dumb joke. I don't know.
Just don't mind him.
What were we talking about?
The whole situation was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. And my friend did the podcast with the name, with the thing, and the thing.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was just crazy. So stay tuned, and there should be a new name coming, but it's got to be the right one.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And there will be interviews coming soon.
Yes. We want to start interviewing people on the quick. You know what I'm saying?
On the quick.
I got a fuzzball. It was like right on my face.
Yeah. I noticed it, but I didn't want to say anything because it was just like funny. And
thanks, man. I appreciate it. So.
Yeah.
Would you like to move on to a darker topic? Surprisingly, not the Illuminati.
Wow. I'd like to move on. I don't know how or what, but sure.
Yeah. So to segue, there is no segue. Something disturbing has come to light.
Ooh.
Perusing the internets, I have come across something horrifying. Something that I wish I had never discovered, but it's weird because I have to show it to people. I have to make them see what it is because it's so horrifying.
I understand.
It's the new song by Jake Paul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
I believe it's called I'm Single. Mm. And that is the main lyric of the song. Right. I'm single. I'm single. I'm single. I'm single. I'm single, I'm single, I believe is how it goes.
Wow.
And
very progressive.
Yes. And I have to say, so let me start at the beginning. I don't know if I've done any of this at all. Most of the people watching this probably know who the Pauls are, at least some to some degree. But basically, the Paul brothers are two of some of the worst people to live. And they're incredibly popular. For some reason that I cannot find out. Basically, they get paid to make videos where they flex on people and steal other people's content. Shane Dawson just started coming out with these documentary series, and they're hugely popular, and they're long form. And then Jake Paul, I believe it was Jake Paul, one of the Pauls, came along with a Flat Earth thing, very similar documentary style, similar editing, everything. Just a disgusting human being. Just horrible. Anyway, that's not so much what this is about. I just wanted to use that as an example of he posted the song like 2 weeks ago. It's got how many millions of views? I told you earlier, like 19 something.
9 million something. I think it was like 9.3 or something.
Yeah, it was too many. However many it was, if it's more than like three, too many. And it's bad. Like, it's certifiably bad. Like, I don't think as a serious musician, you could listen to that and really give him any props. I mean, like, there's a backing track that I'm sure he didn't do. There's, like, production on it I'm sure he didn't do. And then maybe that has some merit. You know, you could point to that and say, okay, like, this was done well or whatever. But as for his performance, his lyrics, there's nothing solid, nothing good in there. And
yeah, I guess now that you say that, the only thing I can think of is the image, right? He's got a nice face. He's a young dude, you know, as sad as that is. That's about all I saw, you know,
which is
a good thing to point out. Is that the only thing? And is that, can you make it mm-hmm. with that alone?
Right. And I mean, apparently, because basically this whole song, as Ethan Klein put it, it's basically an invitation to slide into his DMs. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just basically putting it out there, like, hey, like, I'm single, so hit me up. And there is no artistic merit to the song. Like, there really isn't. I don't even know what to say about it beyond that. And I think it's the fact that it's so... And again, this wasn't even supposed to be about that song in particular. I'm just so disturbed by it that I have to keep talking about it. But there's something about this movement of YouTubers that are rappers for some reason. Rice Gum is a good example. That are just terrible. They're just terrible. Like, the worst. And you don't understand, like, what it is exactly we're supposed to enjoy about it. And it's just so much confusion around it, for me anyways. And but that seems to be a trend with pop music in general, is, like, I don't understand what it is about this that we're supposed to enjoy. And that's not coming from, like, this is not an ageism thing, right? Because it's not like, oh, I like the pop music from when I was a kid. Like, that is not the case. Very little pop music written ever would I say I'm particularly in love with. But yeah, just, I don't have an answer, but just wondering, like, what is it about it that draws you to it? Because music is such an enclosed thing. Like, you don't watch a movie just because you enjoy, like, the lighting director's work, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So why would you listen? Like, to me, he is such a small part of this song. Like, in the part that he did do was horrible. And so I don't understand. Like, even if you're a fan of him as a person, which I don't know why it would be, because as I stated previously, he's one of the worst people ever. I mean, like, in terms of ranking, like, all-time ranking, we're talking, like, Satan, and then, like, Hitler, and then maybe, like, number six.
Wow.
The Pauls are tied.
Wow. Tied for six?
Yeah, because they're twins.
Wow.
Maybe that's a little dramatic.
I don't know. That's a statement, though, for sure.
But they're horrible, and I'm very off put by them. Anyway, thoughts?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, it's just, I mean, what is it about people that they demand so little of the music coming out in our culture today?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I'm not, and I don't have an answer either. I am boggled by it. I mean, it's part of my life's ambition to try and counter that somehow, you know, with art that has depth, you know, lyrics that are deep,
yeah,
that talk
hopefully
about anything real, you know, maybe they rhyme sometimes, like, I mean, especially if you're a hip-hop artist, that's kind of the whole thing, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah, like, if you're a rapper, you're gonna rhyme.
Yeah.
Or close to rhyming, you know. My wife would say, no, that doesn't end, those words don't end exactly the same way, so that doesn't rhyme. Hip hop would get away with that.
Is that an I rhyme? What is that called? When it's like they sound like a similar syllable is being matched up, but it's not like an exact rhyme. I don't remember what the term is, but yeah.
Like cheese and free. Like, there's still an E sound. You can use that. You can make it work. I don't know what it's called, but, you know, I don't even know if I heard any rhymes in that song, you know, that you played, but
I heard a couple.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't get it either, you know. I know that, you know, music listeners, if I remember the stats right, is like 12 to 25 is like the main market. 12
that makes
to
sense.
28. And the middle school age, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 is a good percentage of that. And I remember someone... I remember middle school, you know, middle school's awkward. Like, that's just an awkward time in your life, you know. You're growing up, you know, you're going through puberty. It's just awkward, right? And when people – so, okay, going back, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, when, you know, and it's still there, but when the high tops came back and all the neon colors came back, and, you know, like, it was kind of a rehash of the 80s, you know, and these kids embraced it. They didn't even realize it was the 80s, but, you know, a lot of the style, I was like, man, that looks so dumb. To me, it looks really dumb.
Right.
Now, if a kid's confident and he's in that and he's sporting it, I don't care what you dress like. You know, Elton John with glasses and doing his thing, like, he owns it, right? Yeah. So I can respect that, even if I'm like, I would never wear that. But at least it's you, right? Uh-huh. So, but in middle school, you are hoping, almost like there's this part where everybody's trying to be like everybody else. And it's almost embarrassing if you're the outside one, right? So if everybody is saying, like, no, that's cool. You should listen to that, right? Or you should watch that movie. Or they're just talking about it and you haven't seen that movie. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, okay? I was like 9. So this is even before middle school. But I remember this moment. I was playing with this kid outside. And he was probably like 6 or 7. And I was 9. And he had made a comment about, oh, my favorite movie's Ferngully. You know, what's your favorite movie? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Good question. I don't like Ferngully, though. That movie's kind of dumb. He goes, yeah, I hate Ferngully. That's so it's a dumb movie, right? And I was like, this kid's weird. But, you know, he wanted approval from me, and he changed his opinion just based out of what I said.
Dang, yeah.
Right? And so I think there's a huge part of that with young people, and I think it's like, it's getting more than just, it's growing past middle school, you know, but, you know, I'm just, that's part of maybe my reasoning to understand some of it, is like, you feel stupid if you listen to that song and you don't like it, and you're the one out of your 50, you know, peers that's contesting that. Please have your own opinion and share it freely, and do not feel ashamed or embarrassed or like you're not enough if people don't like what you have to say. We're all created to be a voice, you know, and have our own identities and share our things. And I know it's really hard to do, but, you know, I'm raising my kids. I want them to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want their morals to change or their ideas about life. Yes, I want them to question. And I want them to dig, and I want them to make sure that there's substance to the things that they believe.
Yeah.
So that's really healthy. But I don't want them to change their mind on a whim because some punk kid is playing outside, and it's probably not even his fault he's a punk kid, right? He probably doesn't have a dad at home, abuse, who knows what's going on behind the scenes. But that kid's not getting what he needs. He comes along, and he's like, oh, it's fine to throw rocks at cars. Old people driving by.
Isn't that what everyone does?
Well, my mom will get mad at me. Well, who cares what your mom says?
We do what we want.
You're right. Let's stop caring about what mom says.
I love rocks and I love velocity.
So, anyway, I don't know. It's kind of a tangent, but.
No, I get what you're saying for sure. And I think part of what you said was really important too, is like, it's important to have your own perspective, but it's equally important to understand your perspective. Right. Understand why you believe the things that you believe. And so, you know, I would agree with everything you said, but I would also add on, like, dig a little deeper, you know, because when you understand why something works the way it does, you're going to be able to articulate so much better, and you're going to be able to communicate better, and there's no strain, there's no stress. Like, you know, when you're a kid, people are like, well, why would you like such and such band? That's stupid. Being able to articulate what it is about it that's so appealing is not something many kids can do. And so, and people in general, honestly, I mean, it doesn't often go beyond just being, well, it's just dumb. Like, I don't even like it. It's like, lame. It's bad. Right. I don't even like it. It's bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was interesting. Like, 'cause we did that episode of, our top 10 most influential albums. You know, and so it was interesting revisiting that, because I would say, even though there were albums that affected me largely before I was 9, you know, it was right around 9 or 10 that I feel like I even really started caring. And this is just me. I don't know if this is normal, but that I really started caring about what the music sounded like. It was right. around the same time when I actually cared how I looked. Like, I wanted to pick out my own clothes, right? Before then, my mom, she always picked out my clothes for me, you know. There were some sports teams I liked, so she made sure she got those. But then, like, right around fifth grade, you know, it started being like, oh, I like the way that shirt looks. I want that one, you know. And it was very similar with music for me. But I remember liking Garth Brooks, and that was, I think, No Fences was one of the albums on my list, right?
Yeah.
And at some point, I remember that it wasn't cool to like country music.
Yeah.
And so I didn't anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Or I said I didn't. I just totally turned my back on what I really liked or didn't like.
Garth, no!
You know? And again, I was raised by a single mom for most of my life, and didn't really have a strong male, you know, influence. And even when there were ones that could have been, my dad was gone, and so I was rejected the idea of getting that from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was very influenced by what people thought, you know, growing up. So, but just stop, you know, really, I'd like to ask you guys to just stop. Demand more of your music and of the art you listen to. You know, there's music is so deep, and it's so, like we've talked about before, it's so healing. Mm-hmm. It's such an awesome tool, you know, to even hear other people and feel like, oh, I'm not alone. Someone else feels like this, or, man, I'm really frustrated. I just want to, you know, go work out and listen to some really fast tempo rock song. Or, you know, whatever it is, or I'm feeling in love and like, oh, yeah, that makes me think of my girl. You know, there's just music is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Don't give stupid music the attention that it does not deserve.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's so much depth, like you were saying. There's so much depth out there. And real music that's good takes work, you know. And I think it's important to know because, the first thing that pops in your head is the easy thing. So if you just think of the easy thing, write it down, that becomes the song. There's no depth to that. You know, it takes time. Like you have to explore, like often your own brain, you have to figure out what exactly you're thinking. Like, what am I trying to communicate? And that takes work. It takes time and it's uncomfortable and it should be uncomfortable. And to give music less than that is not, it doesn't create anything worthwhile. And so.
Yeah, I got a friend right now who, he came down here and he did his hip hop project. And I think there's like 8 or 10 songs on it. Riley Michael, check him out.
Check him out and check his music out.
Check his music out. Yeah, and that's kind of what I meant. But yes, thanks for clarifying. Oh. Check him out.
You weren't saying he had a hot bod?
I wouldn't say that out loud, but now that you mentioned it, no, I'm just kidding. So yeah, check his music out. Anyway, he was, I don't know if you guys have heard of Ruslan. He was one of the Dream Junkies, super talented hip hop artist. He has a show where he invites young hip hop artists or just hip hop artists in general to like kind of send in their rough song. Right. And then they break it down and give their opinions and, you know, just like live. And he usually has somebody else on the show. And so him and another person like dialogue about what they think. So they listen to it about halfway, three quarters the way through and then give feedback. And anyway, Ruslan was checking out one of Riley Michael's songs that we had been working on. And it wasn't finished yet. But he had made a comment about the second verse of the song. And he was like, your first verse is strong. You know, not quite sold on the second verse. And then he made this comment of like, you know, anytime I've decided to go revisit my second verses in my hip hop tracks, I've always loved what has come out of it. But it's such a difficult thing to do, right? You got your song done, the work is done, right? And then you evaluate and go, man, that second verse could be stronger, right?
Yeah.
And in hip hop, it's really interesting. Like when you go back, like you can change a part here, change a part there. But if the content's lacking, it's really hard to go back and just change a small piece without changing the whole 16 bars
right.
of the verse, right? So anyway, I thought it was a really awesome piece of advice and something I hadn't thought about. Because even just the idea of, you know, rewriting a verse portion of your song, you know, I think in especially in hip-hop, it's just it's a lot of work and you already kind of feel done. You know, so going back to revisit. Anyway,
yeah,
kind of like what you were saying, but.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's exactly the same as what you were saying. Takes work to do good music, to, you know, present a good product. That's
yeah. Like, I would challenge anyone, like, find an author that only does a first draft of a book.
Yeah.
Right. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Let's pull the sheet. I mean, most people know this.
This one?
No, not that one. I don't want to spill my coffee.
Oh, okay.
That is already gone. Let's pull the cover off this thing even a little more. And most people probably know this, but, you know, there's probably a lot that maybe don't know this. You know, this phenomenon of boy bands and young artists that we've had, we'll use that as an example. But there's a lot of, like, top-end executives, producers, CEOs of companies that want to make a lot of money through the arts and entertainment world, okay? And they handpick people and writers to create a product that is going to make them a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's really the goal, right? So they're like, okay, I want him. He's got pretty blonde hair. Let's get five of them. You know, the girls from this age to this age, they'll go nuts.
Yeah, for that demographic, yeah.
Right? And then I'm going to grab this writer because he's really good at writing, like love songs.
Yeah, we've hired him before, and he does great work. He sold a lot of records. So let's hire this writer to write lyrics for this boy band that looks pretty, and then we'll hire this studio band.
Right.
Because they have also sold millions of records,
right.
And we'll have them
compose the music, write the yeah.
yeah.
And this whole thing is mapped out for the goal. The vision is to put money in those rich people's pockets,
right?
Which, you know, I don't have anything against somebody who wants to make money. That's, you know, that's a good goal to have. However, if that's the only vision for making the content of the music. Is that enough for you? You know.
Well, another thing too is like if you're trying to fit like when you make music like that that is just hugely successful, you're not trying to just hit one demographic. You're trying to get a swath because you're like, I want every single person on earth to buy this.
Right.
And so, and that's something that you know Christian music especially does a lot is like. You just make it really esoterically, like you just kind of make it really broad, general. Mm-hmm. Don't make any very specific statements in the lyrics. Don't say anything too definitively because you don't want it to piss anyone off.
Right.
You want to get as many people to interpret it their way as possible. And it's the same way with secular music as well. It's just you know, whatever will make them the most money. And what you end up with is something that's bland. Because there's a million other songs that are exactly the same because a million other dudes are trying to do the same thing, trying to make a ton of money, trying to hit that same demographic.
Yeah, if you liked this, you're going to like this because it sounds like that.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing that a lot of people don't know, even about Christian music, is, and I can't remember the percentage, let's just call it 10, which is, anyway, let's say Christian music is 10% of the type of music sold globally, right? That genre represents, and let's not even break Christian music into different genres. Let's just say Christian music.
Right.
Right? 10%. There are the secular arts and entertainment industries and companies, they want a piece of that 10%.
Yeah.
They want a piece of every percent of the whole pie. They do.
Yeah.
And so they actually have the vision to make money, and they do the same thing with Christian music.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's that's actually reality.
It's legit, right? And so a lot of Christian, even Christian artists and musicians, they get swallowed up into that, and they change their music and their art because they're listening to these people. And it's such, I think we brought up the point on another episode.
Yeah, probably.
You know, what is the goal for you making music? Music, should it be, I want to make as much money as possible, you know? Yes, you want to be successful. Yes, you want to make money. But I would offer that, you know, most people getting started in music that really want to go for it, that's not really what they're after in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And so when you make money more of a priority over the art, I believe that's the point when your art loses its soul. That's when your art loses its, you know, its heart, really, you know. And we got to guard against that, you know. And I'm thankful. I'm super thankful for the artists and the bands who have. Right. And we're actually in a great time where independent labels and stuff like are flourishing and there's a lot of freedom. You know, you can do recording and production for fairly low costs and learn how to do those things. It's not like any other time we've ever been in.
Yeah.
It also, and I've said this before, it's also one of the most shallow overall demographics I've ever heard of, you know, and I'm not, you know, I'm 35. It just, most of our demographic, most of our people living in, you know, the United States, and I'm sure this goes other places as well, are just demanding so little, you know. They're not demanding anything. They're just eating what's being fed to them.
Yeah. And that doesn't even, that's not even just one genre. That's not just pop. That's all the genres.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't pull up like a metal radio station and expect a different result because you get pretty similar results regardless of what genre you're listening to. If it's, and you know, out of maybe now's not the right time to like name specific bands or anything, but like I'm almost always disappointed when I pull up any radio station at all. It's just, yeah. You know,
yeah. Same. Yeah, so you said you were going to be a rapper. That's kind of where we started.
Actually, I just did my only rap at the beginning.
Yeah.
Nine on the grind.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's it. That's the only rap.
Yeah, I got to get on my nine. That was sick.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. So, you got anything else?
No, I think that's it, man. That's all I got in my noggin. All
right, so let's conclude. Think for yourself.
Please. Please do that.
Decide what you love.
Explore.
Decide what you like. Question what you like and why. And be your own person. That's really the biggest thing. Be your own person. Decide what you like. And it can be a lot of different things. I like so much music. The older I get, the more music I like. You know, I like... Now, there's genres that I don't like as much of, but there's still stuff I find even in those genres that I really like. So,
yeah. Do you have any recommendations?
As far as, like,
yeah, music.
Artists, bands?
Yeah.
I think everybody should tap into the blues a bit, you know, as far as the genre goes.
Yeah.
Blues is so sewn into the history and the culture of us as an American nation.
Yeah.
And us, I mean, and whatever that is as a world, right?
Yeah.
Because we have set the bar and we've set the standard. And so you don't have pop music today without the blues. Blues, jazz, you know, I've mentioned it before. Blues was the sound that came out of an oppressed African-American enslaved people.
Yeah.
That's the sound, you know. Part of it was what they came with from Africa. And then... the oppression they went through, and that was the music that came out. So it's just a beautiful inspiration story, and it's in a sound.
You know,
this is the reason I love music. This is the reason I love sound is, like, it's so powerful, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, definitely blues. Yeah, I'd say a lot of folk. Like, if you're, you know, for lyrics, you know, folk music is really good music to listen to, you know, for lyrics. Were you looking for something more specific as far as...
I was thinking like a band, a song.
Yeah, a band, a song.
I forgot to tell you I wanted to start doing that
at
the end of our episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now.
A band, a song.
Even a movie. I would take that to shoot.
Yeah, you guys will laugh at me if I say the movie I'm thinking. But that's okay. I'm going to say it because I love it.
Do it.
Even if Justin doesn't agree.
I'll probably love it.
The Greatest Showman.
Have you even seen it?
You need to see it. The Greatest Showman. Okay, this is how much I love that movie. I have changed my favorite movie from Braveheart.
Dude, what?
To The Greatest Showman.
Wow.
Now, if you know me, that might change again. Okay? But let me just say, Braveheart's been in that category for a good 10 years.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, it's a great. It's, you know... And it has moved to number two, probably.
Dang.
The Greatest Showman. And I saw it at the theater. The music is unbelievable. And it's just the story of Outkast, right? Because he's the guy who puts on a circus of all these people that are considered freaks or have these deformalities. You know, bearded lady, you know, all the stuff that comes with a circus. And he creates this show. So there's this other part that's like, I mean, it really embodies what we're talking about here. Because he's using something to make money.
Mm.
You know, but the power of coming out and, you know, an outcast, people having a voice, and a lot of the music's written around that and the storyline in between. But anyway, Greatest Showman.
Okay. I've been on a Dillinger Escape Plan kick for a while now.
Yeah.
About 2 months. Surprisingly, never got into them. I highly recommend Dillinger Escape Plan if you want to be confused, have a headache. As a musician, you're going to be counting a lot. You're going to be like, what is even, I can't, and then you're going to get confused. And that's what's so great about it. But they find grooves really well. So Dillinger Escape Plan.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Till next time.
Yep. Yeah.